بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، ما بعد. عن عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنهما عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: لا حسد إلا في اثنتين، رجل آتاه الله القرآن فهو يقوم به آناء الليل وآناء النهار، ورجل آتاه الله مالا فهو ينفقه آناء الليل وآناء النهار. متفق عليه. Continuing with the hadith, Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, La hasad, there is no jealousy. In this context, the translation we made, there is no envy except in two things. The first part of this hadith, we discussed it extensively, رَجُلٌ آتَاهُ اللَّهُ الْقُرْآنِ. That person whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed with the Qur'an, that is the knowledge of the Qur'an, the understanding of the Qur'an, the closeness with the Qur'an. فَهُوَ يَقُومُ بِهِ أَنَا اللَّيْلِ وَأَنَا النَّهَارِ. And day and night, he brings his life in conformance with the Qur'an. قِيَام بِالْقُرْآن, literally translated, يَقُوم means to stand. يَقُومُ بِهِ means to uphold the principles of the Qur'an. In other words, his entire life revolves around the Qur'an. That is, he adheres to the Qur'an, recites the Qur'an, teaches the Qur'an, understands its meaning, ponders over the message of the Qur'an, issues verdicts in conformance with the dictates of the Qur'an, practices upon the Qur'an, propagates the Qur'an. So he is what we find in another hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that Ahlul Qur'an, the person of the Qur'an. And Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that such people are Ahlullahi wa khasatu. They are the household of Allah and they are the chosen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is someone worthy of envy. This is something that we should aspire to. The attachment with the Qur'an and bringing our lives in conformance with the principles of the Qur'an and to propagate it. The second part of the hadith, رَجُلٌ آتَاهُ اللَّهُ مَالًا, is that person whom Allah's Rasul, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Allah blessed him with great wealth. Allah blessed him with wealth. This second part of the hadith is why Imam Nawawi rahimahullah has introduced this hadith in this chapter, which deals with the virtue al-ghaniyu shakir. That person whom Allah ta'ala has blessed with wealth and he makes the shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with regards to that wealth. And Imam Nawawi rahimullah explains the conduct of such a person. He says, Man akhadha al-mal min wajhihi, person who earns his wealth in a halal manner, wa sarafahu fi wujuhihi al-ma'muri biha, and he spends his wealth in those avenues which Allah ta'ala has commanded us with the spending. Infaq, spending, this is something that for much time now we've been discussing the importance that the Shariat places upon this. So, فَهُوَ يُنْفِقُهُ, Allah blessed him with wealth, فَهُوَ يُنْفِقُهُ, he spends it, doesn't hoard it, doesn't hold on to it. أَنَا اللَّيْلُ وَأَنَا النَّهَارُ, day and night he is spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you look at this type of analogy, day and night he is spending, so then what happens? Why is it not running out? How is the wealth still staying there? You have something, you're giving it away all the time. Look at the expression. Ana al-layl wa ana al-nahar. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, day and night he's giving it, spending all the time. But one is what you and I see. One is our personal experience. And the other is the system of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah's system is what? Anfiq yunfaq alayk. Spend and Allah will keep spending on you. وَمَا أَنْفَقْتُمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ فَهُوَ يُخْلِفُهُ. Allah says, whatever you spend, يُخْلِفُهُ, Allah will give it back to you. Allah will give it back to you many, many times, multiplied. So this is why, according to your and my understanding, when you spend, the wealth may be getting diminished, may be getting less. But Allah's system is what? You're actually preserving your wealth, you're protecting your wealth. Because Allah takes it upon Himself to give you more than what you gave. So, فَهُوَ يُنْفِقُهُ أَنَا اللَّيْلُ وَأَنَا النَّهَارُ, day and night he is spending, in other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps on giving him more and more. وَعَنَ أَبِي هُرَيْرَةَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَنْهُ أَنَّ فُقَرَاءَ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ أَتَوْا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ فَقَالُوا, ذهب أهل الدثور بالدرجات العلا والنعيم المقيم، فقال: وما ذاك؟ فقالوا: يصلون كما نصلي، ويصومون كما نصوم، ويتصدقون ولا نتصدق، ويعتقون ولا نعتق. The hadith is slightly lengthy and time is limited. The first part of the hadith, before we translate, we find incidents like this are very, very important for us to appreciate, for us to ponder over such incidents, because they open up for us and make us understand what we call the mizaj and the temperament and the psyche of the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and very, very important life's lessons we can learn from this. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or the role of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, one of the objectives and the goals of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam was what we call in layman's terms zehen sazi. Zehen sazi means to condition the minds of people. Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, they condition the minds of people to give greater or to attach greater importance to the akhirat over the dunya. As Muslims, as people of Iman, we have this conviction that the life of this world is very short, and the life of the hereafter is forever and ever, everlasting. And that in fact, on a daily basis, every morning we get up, if you look across the world, people are getting up every day, and they are making effort. They are making effort in order to address the challenges of life, difficulties, hardships that they anticipate, needs, hopes, ambitions, aspirations that they have. Accordingly, a person makes effort to fulfill all this. Now, there are those hopes, aspirations, ambitions that pertain to this life, which is short. And there are those difficulties, hardships, and challenges that pertain to this life. Then there is the hopes, aspirations, and ambitions of the akhirat, and the difficulties and hardships that may lie ahead in akhirat. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made such an effort upon sahaba, such zihn sazi, such conditioning of the mind upon them and his ummah, that make greater effort for the hopes and aspirations of akhirat over the dunya. Be more aware and be more afraid of the hardships and challenges that lie ahead after mort, after death, than the hardships and challenges that you are facing in this world. Because in reality, like sometimes you look at a little child, young child is playing with a toy, and then some accident occurs and that toy breaks. And this child starts sobbing and crying as if Qiyamah has come. Now an adult, when he looks at this, he thinks to himself, this is the nadani, immaturity of a child, that this little breaking of this little toy is affecting him so much. What lies ahead, this is nothing. This is a game. Exactly like that Allah Ta'ala tells us, وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. You are worried about your ambitions in this world. You cry over the losses of this world. You are worried to face the challenges of this world. Your example is like that child that started crying when its toy broke. Because this is nothing compared to what lies ahead. وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. The life of this world is just objects of deception. It's very small compared to what lies ahead. And such an effort Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made upon sahaba ikram, such conditioning of the mind, such conviction about the challenges and hopes and ambitions of the akhirat over the dunya, that this became almost a way of life for the sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we can see this clearly illustrated in this particular incident, where the sahabi Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, and like this, there are other sahaba that have narrated similar incidents like this, where they mention what the sahaba approached Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about. And like I mentioned, my respected brothers, this teaches us the mizaj and the temperament of sahaba. Today, if you pick up any newspaper, you will see, you'll read about people marching, people making demands on their politicians, people making demands upon government, people speaking out, writing articles, engaging with the media to address perceived injustices. The poor are fighting against the rich. The less advantaged have a problem or difficulty with those who have extra advantages in life. Whether it has to do with housing, whether it has to do with